Praise the Lord.
I'm here.
Richard, bless you. So today I want us to travel far away to South Africa, and amen. It's a sermon preached last week by Pastor Raymond Thompson, and I want us to hear him. Before, we are not just going to listen to a tape. We are part of the service, is that right? And so they will start scrolling from when he took over, but we've done our own worship already. So he preached a sermon called The Secret Rapture of the Supernatural Bride. The Secret Rapture of the Supernatural Bride. So I invite you, God's servants, Pastor Raymond Thompson. The Secret Rapture of the Supernatural Bride. God bless you.
Concentrate on it and see where the Lord help me to get through it in one message. So my title this morning is The Secret Rapture of the Supernatural Bride. So it's a secret rapture of the supernatural bride. My inspiration is the church going in the rapture by the word. And my subject is preparing for the miracle of the rapture. So this morning, that's my thought, and I believe that the rapture is going to be the end result of this message. And when we preach it, this message must produce an end result. Amen. So preaching of the rapture, this is what the message is going to produce. Amen. This message came to give us rapture in faith. It came to bring us Amen. To an end result. Amen. So the subject this morning is so vast, and it's so deep, and it's so big, so I can't handle it all in one service, but I want you just to catch it. And so this message must produce something. Amen. And Brother Bam says in one place, he says the anointing is on the message of his second coming. Amen. Now the word supernatural, meaning here, the word supernatural means that which is above and beyond and far higher and greater than the natural. Amen. So God is supernatural. So the word supernatural is far beyond this guy, the five senses. So we're not even dealing in that realm. We're now speaking of the supernatural, something that is above the natural. Amen. So, okay, my first quote, he says here, in the rapture. Now, the scriptures I read, he speaks about it in the sudden secret going of the bride. In the rapture, he reads a different psalms, and he reads 1 John there, where it says there will come scoffers. But then I got the scriptures from the message of the sudden secret going of the bride. He says there's too much supernatural vindication of God's written word of this hour for something not to be approaching us now. It's too real. The things that it would be astounding to you, just to let you know that what is really taking place. Many of you strangers perhaps and hear these men get up and make these remarks about a message of this hour. Amen. So we're always speaking about, hey, there's a message in our God's in the prophet. He says, and we people maybe wonder why we make this a message of the hour and so forth. Amen. What are they getting at? It's God's promise for this hour. Yes. Somehow I need something, the sound just don't sound right. He says, it's a promise of this hour. And he promised what he would do. And we see him scripturally vindicating just exactly what he said he would do. In the same manner, foretold he. And it's just exactly perfectly each time because God is saying it. So God sent a message in this hour. And we can't overemphasize it. Every time we come here, he says, there's a message of the hour. He says, why? That's is what the ministers is bringing the people to show you to the message of the hour. If we point it to a church or to a group, there's something wrong. But when we point it to the message of the hour, then rather than there's something supernatural and God must vindicate that. Hallelujah. It says here in questions and answers, just think the very Lord Jesus that was back there in the days of the apostles is right now. I need something here. I need some more. He says here, in the days of the apostles, he says, is right here now. And it's just winding up the end of the Gentiles. Now, this message was preached in 54. And it says, just in the very Lord Jesus that was back there in the days of the apostles is right here now. Amen. And it's just winding up the end of the Gentiles. A great move is going amongst the Jesus. Watch, among the supernatural believers. Now, if you can remember last communion, my title was Supernatural Believers. So today we're speaking again of a supernatural rapture, a secret rapture of what? The supernatural bride. So he says a great move is going on amongst the supernatural believers because we believe that God is here. Just think, your glorified body is right here at the tabernacle now. The presence of the Holy Spirit, which is your glorified condition. You glorified in Christ right now. Those who are justified, are glorified. And your own glorified body standing near you right now in Christ Jesus to give you a strength like a charge going into a battery. The Holy Spirit in you is to charge your body and give you new strength to heal you from your sickness and that you've got and to make you well. So you say, I'm feeling down, but don't worry. Your glorified condition is right here this morning in the tabernacle to do what, Brother Raymond? To give you a charge. Sister, your children, you pray to give you a chance to let you know your children is coming, your mother is coming, your family is coming. Why? Your glorified condition is right here this morning. My. Now, I'm not going to try and explain the Lord because Brother Bim says the rapture is a revelation to the bride. So you must catch a revelation. We can't give you revelation. Revelation comes from God. So if you want a revelation on the rapture, he says it will be a revelation to you. So God is not going to bypass anyone. Don't say, Lord, what about that? No, you're going to have a revelation if you're in that bride. He says, taking God at his word. And if a man is born of the Spirit of God, he believes in the supernatural. He can't help it because he's the Son of God. Now, this is one I like, brother. You can't help to believe in the supernatural. They look at you at work. They are stoned. How can this man, this woman, believe in the supernatural? When things are going wrong, they say, don't worry, God is going to undertake. Why you believe in the supernatural? Your rent is not paid, but you're happy. Your car is not paid, but you're happy. Why? You believe in the supernatural. You know God is going to make a way for you. Hallelujah. Your marriage is busy, not right. Hey, God is going to make a way. You're a supernatural believer. Hallelujah. He says, and you can't help it. You can't help it. And you can't even wish it away. It's because he's the Son of God. And that's the reason tonight we got so many old, cold, formal, indifferent, God-forsaken, backslidden churches. Because men and women are not born of the Spirit of God. They have no taste of God. They don't know nothing about God. And all they know is theology. And that's the reason you can't get them to believe a thing. That's exactly right. But thank God there's some supernatural believers. Hallelujah. That believe in the supernatural, brother. And they can't help it. Why? Because they are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. He says, we have found him and come and see. He says, that's what I think is the matter with a whole lot of our churches today. Friends, we just got a nest full of eggs that's never been germatized. We're just warming them up and calling them church members and things. We need to clean the nest and start over. If you haven't been with the mate, Jesus Christ, and been born of a supernatural, you can't believe the supernatural. And when a man's born of the Spirit of God, God's a creator. And a creator, and when part of God, he says, I'm a part of Charles Branham. I look like him. Hallelujah. We are about the same size, and a lot of his features I have because I'm an offspring of his. And I become an offspring of God. And my soul is likened something in that order of God. It believes the supernatural. It believes anything that the word says. You see what I mean, brother? So you're a gene of your father. You look like your father. You walk like your father. You talk like your father. But now when you go into the supernatural realm, then you act like God. You look like God. You talk like God. You do the things that God do. Why? Because you're a gene of your heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Take that, Satan. This people is a gene of the heavenly Father. They come from God and they're going back to God. Hallelujah. They believe all things. They hope all things. See, then if a man's ever been in contact with God and really been born again, you talk to him about divine healing, sure, he believes it. You believe in miracles. Brother, I tell you, untapped resources of God hangs here before us, where all things are possible. It's a shame that man keeps looking back this way and instead of looking up this way. So what they do, they're always looking back this way and looking back that way. Brother says, a frog does that. His eyes can turn all the way and look back. But we're not looking back, we're looking forward, brother. Why, brother Raymond? There's a rapture at hand. There's a resurrection at hand. There's adoption at hand. There's the power of God is at hand. So don't let something take your focus away, brother. Let no man, no brother, no sister, no church, no minister take your focus off God. So we're not looking back, we're looking forward. There's our goal. There's our purpose. There's a rapture at hand. The supernatural has been done. It's been laughed at and made fun of. And the last thing, God has come in His own power, in His own beloved Son, to work through the church. Through His church. And they say it's spiritualism. It's the devil. What else can be left but judgment? And here is the handwriting on the wall. So they try and speak against this. But brother, they don't realize it's a handwriting on the wall. And the supernatural can only be interpreted by the supernatural. So you're a supernatural believer. So we see the handwriting on the wall. We see the wars and rumors of wars. We see the deception in the world. There's a handwriting on the wall. So we don't worry. We're not children of the darkness. We are children of the light, brother. And what does that do? It makes you look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. So we don't look back. We look up, brother. Why? Our redemption is drawing nigh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited, brother. There's going to be a rapture. Brother George, we're not always going to be here. Something is going to take us out. We're not always going to have a trial and have all these tests and have all these challenges. There's going to be a time God changes these bodies, brother, and take us out of here. How many is expecting a body change? Hey, brother, how many is expecting for these bodies to be changed? Hallelujah. He says, yeah, handwriting on the wall. He says, but if that is so close, and any teacher that the church goes is that the church goes in a rapture watch before the tribulation sets in. Now here's a revelation. He says the church goes through the tribulation, but not the bride. Oh, I hope you catch. So there's church natural and there's church spiritual. But church spiritual don't go through the tribulation. What? She has a rapture. God has got a way of escape for her, brother. So we're not always going to be here. Hallelujah. He says, rather, he says the church goes in the rapture before the tribulation sets in. So it's that is so close. It could happen before morning. What about the rapture? It's closer than that. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The coming of the Lord is at hand. The hand writes on the wall. And it's written in the Bible. And we are living to see it. Do you live to see it? Every day you open up the paper. Every day you look at the news. Every day you go to work. You see the handwriting on the wall. You see the signs of the coming of the Lord. You see the world has come to the end. You know, even sinners will say, this is the end of the world. They never seen stuff happen that's happening today, brother. Hallelujah. He says, your question answers. There's your five virgins. Wise virgins. Now, here's something striking. He says, there's your five. Now, there was 10 virgins, right? Matthew 25. You can read it there. And the Bible says five was wise, five was unwise. And they were all virgins. And it wasn't like here's the group five and here's the group. They were all mixed. So you couldn't say who's wise and who's unwise. They were all in the same message. They were all clean. They were all sanctified. But the wise, the Bible says they had extra oil. Now please catch us. They had extra oil. In other words, they didn't just go with what they had in the lamp. They had something extra. They had some extra. Oh, I hope you see it. Yes, the lamp. But with them, they had something extra, brother. Because they knew when they get there, if this runs out, I got some extra. Now I'm here this morning. You better have something extra. You can't just come here and say, okay, I got my fill. It was a good message. It was nice to be in the church. No, you better show you got some extra oil with you, brother. Come here and fill up that extra oil. And you're going to find out what it is. And many of them don't like this quote, but I'm going to quote it, brother. It's not me, it's the prophet. And it says here, question and answers on Genesis. There's your five virgins who had oil in their lamp. Hear what it says. Rapturing faith. So you mean, brother Raymond, the oil that they had in their lamp was rapturing faith. Now I turn around and ask the question, what gives you rapturing faith? What gives you? You must answer me back now. Come on. What gives you rapturing faith? The seven thunders. So you mean, brother Raymond, the extra oil they had was the seven thunders. So why don't we preach the seven thunders? That was the extra oil that they had in their lamps. He says rapturing faith. And the seven thunders will give you rapturing faith. So brother, I don't care what they say. We're going to preach it. We're going to emphasize it. It's not a doctrine. It's not a catchphrase. It's a reality. They had rapturing faith in their lamp. Oh, I'm excited, man. If it don't excite you, I don't know what's going to excite you. And here the process they had, the extra oil, the virgins had oil in their lamp, rapture in faith, believing the signs and wonders and prophecies and everything else. Five cut out, it says, the remnant, and it was taken away. So you mean the extra oil is rapturing faith. So you mean, brother Raymond, at the end of the day, we have to preach it. And I just told Luke that. I said, I don't want to bust it and blast it. But it's so important that we preach it. And I don't want to be guilty and have your blood on my hands. That's why I preach it. That the seventh son, the end result of this message must be preached. It's not the doctrine. It's not how good I am. It's not how bad I am. That has got nothing to do, brother. The rapture is by election. Hey, come on, brother. So God knew you're going to believe the seven thunders. God knew and He chose you. He predestinated you. And He called you to believe that, brother. So I want to be a minister who preaches that seven thunders. And I can say, Lord, I preach what your prophet said. I said what he said, Lord. Because here he says the extra oil was raptured in faith. And I say again, it's not a doctrine. They say it's a catchphrase. Well, if I was sitting back then, I thought, a catchphrase. Well, this bride will be catched away. So if the seven thunders is a catchphrase, then I'm going to preach it, brother, because the seven thunders will catch her away. Hallelujah. He says, yes, some of these glorious days, you'll find out that this bunch of power that changes harlots to ladies, drunkards to gentlemen, Christians is a very power, is a very power that will lift them out of this earth and take them home in the rapture to glory. So you mean, brother Raymond, the same power that changed your life, that changed you from a harlot, a prostitute, to a Christian, from a drunkard to a son of God, is the same power that's going to take you out of here, brother, and change those bodies. So the rapture, brother Bram says, it's not so hard anyhow, because the same power that changed you now, look back when you got saved. It wasn't a big dramatic thing. Something just spoke to your heart. You ran to the altar, brother. You gave your life to Christ. Here you are still the same, serving the Lord after 20, 30, 40 years. The same power that changed you is the same power that changed your life. Is the same power that's going to take you out of here into glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take that, Satan. The same power that changed your people is going to change their bodies. Hallelujah. He says, from Christians in the rapture, it may be too late for many. He says, at that day, Michael shall stand for the people. He ain't standing for the nation. He's standing for every name that's written on the book of life. Now, I like this one. Because when Michael fought the angelic beings, Brother Man says there were some angels that stood with Michael. Come on now, brother. So where were you? In the beginning, you already stood with Michael. Lucifer couldn't deceive you there in the beginning. Here we are at the end time, brother. How is he going to deceive you? When he couldn't get you in heaven, he can't get you here in the end time. Because your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life. And Michael will stand to deliver every name. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise God, brother. He's going to deliver me. I don't care what's happening in my life. I don't care about the drama. But Michael will stand to deliver me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the devil know that, brother. You see, because Lucifer already know Michael overcame him. Hallelujah. I tell you, if the message don't excite you by now, brother, then I don't know why. If you come into church, why are you coming? It must excite you. It must make you so happy to think, hey, God sent something in this day to deliver us, Brother Thomas, to take us out of here. We can't be coming on all these years and just being in the message and in the message. No, there's a body change coming, brother. Ooh, hallelujah. Okay, he says here in the book Luke, it was a new life that come by a supernatural move that they were looking for it to happen. They know for certain season, then they come down and they waited. He's speaking of the pool there. Now he says here, now if it's going on all the time, now if it is going on all the time, he says, and we're on top of the house, jumping around and feeling, well, we leave the church. Watch, you know. We leave the church because it's cooled off. Now, Brother Bem says, the man at the pool of Bethesda, at a certain time that angel came, there was a season. Now, when the water wasn't stirred, that didn't mean God cooled off. You see, we've got to know your season. That's why Paul says, of the seasons and the time, I don't need to write to you about that. You, brethren, you know it. So why must I leave the church? Because I feel it cooled off. Oh, God help us. What nonsense. He says, how we can't wait. Abraham didn't think, oh, God has cooled off. Now watch, 25 years and now he's waiting. He said, hey, God cooled off. I better find another God. I must find another church. And you find that's what people do today. They run from church to church. They go from group to group. And when they're tired of this one, they run. Brother, all over, it's just a swapping and going on. And people don't have loyalty. They don't have genuineness. They don't realize that the experience that they have is genuine. And now they feel, no, this is not happening here. This is not. Now they run from church to church. He says, and they feel God has cooled off. So I know the time and season. So that's why you see, I'm not worried. Brother, I don't know about how long I'm in the message. But I mean, it's years. Some of you weren't even born in 1967 when I came in the message. If I must ask how many was born. But you see, it's not something that cools you off. You know the season. You You know, the time is coming, and I can give you so many experiences what I've seen happen in the message. I've seen people walk away. I've seen people change. I've seen people that preach this change. But brother, thank God there's a supernatural believer that's holding on to the promise of God. And hallelujah, it's going on all the time. And he says, we're going to leave the church. It's called off. What nonsense. He says, how can you? He says, how, we can't wait. Abram, he didn't think God had cooled off. He waited 25 years. Then he's seen the hand of God move. I'm here to encourage you. Don't become discouraged. If it didn't happen today, I'll be here Wednesday. If it didn't happen here Wednesday, I'll be here next Sunday. I know it's going to happen. I'm going to hold on to the promise. I know my children is coming, my family. I need a body change. I need an experience. You know what I've seen in the message too? So many has cooled off. The fire they used to have, they don't have it no more. Cooled off. But thank God for the supernatural believers. They walk in that door. They're ready, brother. Hallelujah. They're on fire for God. They said, Lord, can it be today? Can the promise happen today? And Lord, I want to stay on fire for you. He says, 25 years. Then he's seen the hand of God move. Now, during that time, can you imagine the scoffers and the mockers? Mr. Unbeliever, Mr. Impatient, they come and they tantalize him. Father of nations, where's the child? But did he cool off? Every morning he probably says, he wake up Sarah and he says, Sarah, how do you feel? And she say, nothing. Praise God, we're going to have that baby. Brother, that's how we must feel. Every morning we wake up. Lord, is this a day our bodies are going to be changed? Lord, is this a day that the rapture is going to take place? So, Lord, I'm looking for that secret supernatural rapture of the church. They waited at the sheep gate from month to month. Whatever it was, for one supernatural move. But they looked for it. Oh my. They were looking for it. And today we've lost the vision. Pentecost, we've lost something. Look to Christ out, not our denominations. It has spread itself till it's went way off. And now we're fighting and trying to get more and bigger churches, higher classes, better educated preachers and things. And what have we got? We've got many of them. The very thing that God told us to look at, what are you looking at? So people just look to the groups and the churches and the numbers and how big they are and the better class. He says, what are you looking at? Are you looking for a body change? No matter how long it takes, Brother Brian, we got to keep on going. We got to keep on coming. We got to show the devil on whose side we are. Hallelujah. Amen. God's provided a way. Now he says, if we could talk, he said, yeah. He said, Brother Branham, it's not me bubbling. He's speaking about that little spring. Eh? If he could talk, he says, it's not me bubbling. It's something behind me, pushing me and making me bubble. So that's the way it is with every man that's born again. There's something in that man that's got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it makes him believe the supernatural. So, brother, it's not even you believing the supernatural. It's something in you that believes the supernatural. You can't make one move. You can't make yourself better. You can't say, I'm going to do this. No, it's something in you, Brother Elijah, that makes you bubble, that makes you believe the supernatural, that makes you stand for the message, that makes you put your hands around it, and you believe every promise. Amen, Brother Poppy. It's something in you. And they can't understand this man is going on for years. They can't understand this woman is going on for years. They've been through so much trouble and trials. But you know what? It's not them holding on. It's not me holding on. I'll get tired. But there's something holding on to me. And it's keeping me up. It's keeping you up, brother. Not you holding on. If it was you, you would have given up by now, brother. But there's something holding me. Something keeps holding me. Hallelujah. Come on, there's something holding you, man. It's a supernatural God. Hallelujah. It makes you believe the supernatural. Makes him believe in God and led by the Spirit. It's not the man. It's something inside of him pushing out. He can't hold it and just can't stop himself. There's something there. moving. God provides the way. So I want to encourage you today, man. Keep going. That's in you that pushes you. It's the Holy Spirit. That keeps bubbling, and sometimes you're so in the stress and you're so overwhelmed with the things that's coming upon you. Don't worry about that. That's part of your journey. Oh God. You're gonna have to trust your journey. Because your journey is not made up by you. Imagine we all made up our own journey. What would we have chosen? The easier way. If we chose our own trials, imagine the nice trials we would have chosen. But you see, your journey is not your journey. Your journey is His journey. And He predestinated it. Oh, come on now, man. I mean, when He brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, the path, the journey led through the Red Sea. He could have taken them around and take them another way. But you see, the journey led through the Red Sea. So it's not for you to worry. How am I going to get there? Brother Ben says, He saved you, so He will take care of you. Hey, come on now, man. I don't have to worry. How am I going to make it? How am I going to get there? No, it's His business. He saved me, so He must take care of me. So what did He do with Israel? He made a way through the Red Sea. I don't care what's happening, brother, in your life. God is going to make a way through your Red Sea. Through your journey, He's going to be with you. He saved you. He must take care of you. Tell God that. Hear that, Satan. It's not up to me. It's not how good I am. It's not how bad I am. He saved me, and He will take care of me. Hallelujah. Man, I feel excited. If He saved me, then He must take care of me. I didn't want to be saved. I was born with my back to God. You were running away from God. But something got a hold of you, pulled you, turned you around. So if He saved you, Brother Elijah, then He must take care of me. Hallelujah. He must take care of you. Lord, my children, He'll bring your children. Joshua said, "Me, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Don't worry. As for you and your house, you're going to serve the Lord." He saved you, Brother Emery. He's going to take care of you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. So he says here, beginning and ending of the Gentile dispensation, Daniel foresaw he was a prophet. And he saw coming to the Lord, the coming of the Lord. He saw the end time come. He saw the Gentiles start. And you notice, he says here, it started with idol worship. They were worshiping a great idol sitting out in the field, an idol of a man. I believe Daniel himself. Because King Nebuchadnezzar called him Belteshazzar, which was his God. And he started worshiping an image of a righteous, holy man. And Daniel refused to do it. And the Hebrew children, the same. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's the way it was issued in. The Gentile kingdom also came in with supernatural. Hey, I hope you stay with me, please. Remember the handwriting on the wall? And no one could interpret it. Brother says that was the Gentile kingdom being issued in. So it came in with supernatural. I might as well say, it's going out. Amen. What's supernatural, brother? Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to be in the spirit to realize that the supernatural is taking over now. I can't be a natural believer. A natural believer stays here. He's going to fight. He's going to fuss. He's going to have malice. He's going to have grudges. He's a natural believer. He didn't greet me. She did this. He did. No. But when you're a supernatural believer, you come up. You're above the five senses. You don't care who didn't greet me. He who didn't shake my hand. I'm a supernatural believer. I'm not yet to look what clothes you got on. I'm not yet to see what suit. I'm yet to meet with the Lord. I'm yet to see the power of God move. I want to see the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to see the power of God move. Hallelujah, brother. That's why we're in church today. That's why we are here. Your glorified body's here. Hallelujah. You can't go out weak. If your glorified body's here, then you say, Lord, I need a charge this morning. My faith needs to be charged, oh God. My. Whoa. He says, that's the way the Gentile kingdom is issued in. And it goes out the same way, by supernatural works, supernatural interpretation. You know what I'm talking about? The working of the supernatural. Oh, how marvelous. Aren't you happy tonight? You believe the supernatural. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy this morning? You believe the supernatural. Why did you come to church? You believe the supernatural. Why am I here this morning? I believe the supernatural. Why are we here, brother? I believe the supernatural can happen. I believe someone can be filled with the Holy Ghost this morning. I believe you can be unburdened from any habit. That's my God. That's the God we serve. He changes prostitutes to ladies. He changes drunkards to gentlemen, man. That's the God that we serve. He will take your unbeliever and make you a believer. Hallelujah. You still question the message. He'll change your doubt into belief, brother. And you believe the message of the hour. That's the God we serve. That's the God that's here this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Preach back to me. Come on now, man. Amen. Preach back to me. Amen. Wow. He says here in the junction of time and the church today as it is laboring, watch, under the task of preaching the gospel. That's why I'm here. I'm tired. I'm weary. But I said, I told the boys, I'm going in anyhow. I'm going to preach twice today. Why? He says, we're laboring. He says here, under the task of preaching the gospel with signs and wonders falling. They are preparing what? For a miracle. He says, what miracle? The rapture of the church. So you think we're just preaching for nothing? You think you're just coming to church for nothing? No, we're preaching the miracle of the rapture. These bodies are going to change, brother. No matter what the devil says, brother, he can't keep you here, brother Sam. There's not enough demons of hell can keep you on the earth, brother. Why? We're preaching the miracle of the rapture. That's a supernatural gospel, a supernatural pride that's going to be changed by a supernatural word, by a supernatural God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brian. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're preparing for the miracle, the rapture of the church, the going home, preparing people, getting them light. Hallelujah. Why do you think I come here? I'm not here to get at you. That's why I told Luke, I don't want to make it like I'm blasting. No, I'm getting you light. Leave that thing. Leave that thing. It's burdening you down. Leave that malice. Leave the grudges. It's burdening you. It's making you heavy. This journey for the rapture, we don't back in. We back out. Hallelujah. So I back out the world. I don't look at the world and see that's the way they dress. Now I dress. No, I unpack that, brother. I get rid of that. I become more like Jesus. I'm unpacking. Why? I'm becoming light. So when the rapture comes, brother, hey, there's nothing going to hold you down. You light enough to go in the rapture. Why? You light. Don't you want to become light this morning? Say, Lord, take off the things of the world. Make me light, Lord. I'm unpacking this morning. Oh, my. So the preaching of the word is to prepare the people for the rapture. That's why I labor and I come in here tired and weary, but I feel the burden for you. I said, I don't care how many people is here. I'm going to preach it anyhow because it's a miracle of the rapture. You don't realize something is changing you. There's a body change. You see, before Sarah could receive the son, her body had to be changed before we can go in the rapture. What did the Bible says? Our bodies must be changed. You can't go into heaven with this body. It's got to be changed, brother. You need a body change to go in the rapture. Hallelujah. Preparing people, getting them light, unburdened from the things of the world, getting their soul set in the presence of God, that when Jesus does appear the second time in glory, those who are ready will rapture and caught up together to meet him in the air and to be with him. So, Brother Raymond, thank you. I feel lighter already. I feel lighter myself. I came in here, brother, this whole week I was studying. I was preaching. Man, listen. I was praying. I was laying before the Lord. Up as for some inspiration came. I got up. I said, I'll remember. Somebody said, no, you're going to forget. I typed it out there, brother. Up as 4 in the morning. Why? Because I know that what I'm preaching is going to make you light. It's going to prepare you. It's a secret rapture. Now, this is the amazing thing. Everyone thinks the seven thunders and the rapture is going to be a big thing. So we must be able to explain it. And no, the Bible says it's a secret. Oh, I hope you caught that one. It's a secret rapture. But the bride will know it. Because she'll have a revelation. Oh my. Don't be troubled. There is a man who can understand the supernatural. Oh Lord. So we're so glad that there's one in the midst tonight, the Holy Spirit. And he said that the Holy Spirit is your glorified condition. So there's someone here this morning that understands the supernatural. And you call in a church in the realms. Watch. And you call in a church, speaking about the Lord, you call in a church in the realms of supernatural. So please be spiritual. That's why I said, listen. God is busy calling a church in the realms, so there's different realms people dwell in. Now, if you go back to the message, supernatural believers, there's a difference between a believer and a supernatural. It's a natural and one is supernatural. So he said God is calling the people in the realms of the supernatural. So you, oh, Brother Raymond, so you mean I must come up to that realm? Yes, 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 people. You got to come up and get away from this condition here. This man here is your enemy. Your biggest enemy is this guy. Because every time you have to fight him. Every time the word is preached, you feel it. No, it's you the problem. And the word comes to deliver you. Oh. So he says, my biggest enemy is William Branham. Your biggest enemy is yourself. My biggest enemy is myself. Hallelujah. But God is bringing us away from this and bringing us into another realm. That's why we dwell there. When we come together, it's not a natural fellowship. It's not speaking of the church. It's not speaking of the pastor. We're speaking of the rapture. We're speaking of adoption. We're in another realm. You know, he told John, come up higher. I want to speak to you. He couldn't speak to John when he was there. John had to come in another realm. And when he was in another realm, then God revealed to him the seven church ages, the whole plan of God. Come on, church, let's come up higher. Hallelujah. Come up higher this morning. Come up higher in the spiritual realm. That's where God is calling us. Wow. I feel there's fire on this man. You see, so God is making us light. He's calling us away. And this is the purpose of the message. Brother Ben says, you know what? God is calling us away from the five senses. See, taste, feel, smell. Calling us away from memory, conscience. And he's calling us away where? To the inner man. Now he's got to do with the soul. Yo. We'll still be in the flesh, but he's busy in another realm. Yes. Hallelujah. Chairs of realm of spiritual. He says the Sputnik's in the sky, and these things show that destruction is at hand. And then we are taught that the church shall go before the tribulation. Noah went into the ark before the rain fell. The angel said to Lord, come hither. I can do nothing till you come out. Oh Lord, the church shall go before that time. And we see the handwriting on the wall. Sputnik sailing through the earth around. The world is in a quaking condition. How close is the rapture of your church then? They must go hither before anything can be done. So you see all these wars and rumors of wars. Not one atomic bomb can go off. My, they're bragging of so much. This missile has been made. This missile is bigger than that one. This one is bragging. We got, listen, not one of them, bro Amos, can go off while the bride is here, brother. The bride is here and she's keeping that. Hallelujah. The angels is keeping, says, hey, hold it. Hold it. Hold back the wars. Hold back that wind. Why? There's still some people must be sealed. Brother, God is keeping the war away. God is keeping the atomic bombs away. Why? You must be sealed with the Holy Spirit. Come on, young people. This is for you, man. You must be sealed with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Signs of the end. He said, now listen, the angel came down from heaven. Now I like this one. Where's Luke Ramasiri? He knows this one also. Amen. And he knows I love this. He says, the seven angels of the seven church ages was earthly messengers. But this angel is a messenger. It's finished. The seventh angel winds up the whole thing. So Brother Branham winded up the whole thing. He says, and this angel comes not from the earth. He isn't the man from the earth as the messengers of the church ages. This one is finished. He says, that's finished. But this angel, he brings the next announcement. So you mean this angel, the cloud, this angel that came down in Revelation 10, he comes with an open book. He comes with the next announcement. All the earthly angels is finished. There's no other earthly angel. The next one is a heavenly angel. Let no man deceive you. The next one is a heavenly angel. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He isn't a man from the earth. The message of the church ages, that's finished. But this angel brings the next announcement. So he comes with a special announcement when at the end of the church ages. That means it's the end of the Gentile kingdom. He couldn't come before. He had to wait till this messenger was finished. Oh, I hope you see it, man. And he comes with the next announcement. So we need to know, Brother Raymond, then what was the announcement? If all the earthly ones made their message, then this now, this one comes down. He has a special announcement. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, he says here, and he comes with the next announcement. And an angel means a messenger. And he comes down from heaven clothed with a pillar of light. A cloud and a rainbow was over his head. And a rainbow is a covenant. It was Christ. Watch who he says, who's it? So who's the next messenger? Who? Thank you, it was Christ. He says it was Christ. With one foot on the land and one on the sea. And we saw that time shall be no more. Where are we at, sirs? What's all this about? I'm asking you. The other angels was messengers, men of the earth. But this one, this angel, hallelujah, to the church of Laodicea, the church of Ephesus, messengers of the earth, men, messengers, prophets, and so forth, to the church. But this one didn't come from the earth. He come from heaven, because the mystery is all finished. And when the mystery is finished, down comes this angel. Time shall be no more. And watch what happened. And the seven thunders threw their voices out. Is that the next announcement? Come on, church. Is that the next announcement? The seven thunders did what? Threw their voices out. Is that the announcement? So are we wrong when we preach the thunders? Come on, man. Come on, brother, sister. That's going to take us out of here. It's not a catchphrase. It's not a doctrine. It's thus saith the prophet. Thus saith the prophet. Hallelujah. Amen, brother Kevin. Thus saith the prophet. Oh, I'm excited. I feel like running around the building. Where's Brukal? I was tired. I'm not tired anymore. I feel, I always say, for twice my size. Come on, brother. You mean that's the next announcement? Yes. 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 And the seven threw their voices out. Now watch. Still on the announcement. Listen. Then he says, what if it's something to let us know how to enter into rapturing faith? So it means this angel comes with an announcement. And he says, sirs, my brethren, think of it. What if it is something to let us know how to enter into rapturing faith? So you mean that's part of the announcement? So please, man, I'm happy this way. I feel glad. I'm picking up the angel's announcement. I'm preaching it back to the church to unburden. We're preaching the miracle of the rapture. It's a secret rapture. It's a supernatural rapture. It's in a supernatural realm. That's why they can't understand it. They dwell in here. You must explain. You can't explain faith. How do you explain God? Is it something to let us know how to enter into rapturing faith? Is it? Will we run and leap over walls? And you know how I explained that. We'll run through the wall of death. Hallelujah, the troop of death. And when we get there, there's a wall. But we leap over the wall. He says, and he says here, let me keep reading. He says here, and something fixing to happen. That these old, marred, vile bodies are going to be changed. So I mean, this announcement has got to do with the rapture. And if it is so, sirs, my brethren, he asks the question, where are we at? And people are saying, we are messed up and we muddle up. Listen, yeah, the prophet asks, sirs, my brethren, where are we at? If this angel comes with the next announcement, is it something whether these old, marred, vile bodies are going to be changed? Can I see it to live it? He felt it so close, it's going to happen in his day. Oh Lord, is it so close that I'll see in this generation? Sirs, my brethren, what time is it? Where are we at? So I'm so glad, brother, that I can come back and echo back the announcement, brother. Brother George, if they can only see that. This is a part of the announcement that the next angel, not an earthly angel, a heavenly angel. Oh, glory be to God. I feel so excited. There's something on the earth. Brother Branham is not coming back. He already released that revelation that these bodies are going to be changed. That mighty angel is on the earth. He's fixing the coming of the Lord. He's showing you how to unburden. Hallelujah. Let me go on. He says here, is this the time? And I don't know. I don't know, sirs. I'm only honest. My brothers, I don't know. Is it time for the mystery all to be finished and the sounding is all over? Is it really the seven thunders fixing to utter out something that the little group that is gathered together will receive rapture in faith? Is that part of the announcement? Oh, that little group is getting together by revelation. She's coming together. Is it something, my brethren? He's asking a question. Sirs, is this the time? My, to go in the rapture when he comes, for we'll be changed as quick as those angels came in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and shall be caught up together with those that had to sleep to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? So he comes with the next announcement. Now we know what's the next announcement. Brukal, can you imagine all these years we've been preaching this and only to find out that's part of the next announcement. I feel good, man. You know what, brother, it says, I don't aim in myself, but I feel good. Amen. Knowing that we stood for this all the years and they're fighting us, but that's fine, brother. We know the seasons and the time. And God is not cooled off. There's just a season. He let it go for a season. And you know what? I always said you're going to be tried on your revelation, right? And Amni's walking away. They tried on their revelation. But if you can stand, brother, they come this year, they find this man still in the message. So many years, he's still keeping on. Why? There's something in him that's bubbling, that's keeping, that's holding. My, he says here in the first seal, and then there is coming forth seven mysterious thunders. It's not even written at all. That's right, and I believe that through these seven thunders will be revealed in the last days in order to get the bride together for rapturing faith. So I come again. What are you doing this morning, brother? I'm trying to show you what will give you rapturing faith. Because I can come here and preach you a nice sermon, even to nice messages, a little faith sermon. But that's only all full of it. What's getting us out, Bro Raymond? I need to know what's going to change this body. So, brother, then it's more serious than what. That's why he said, sirs, do you realize what time is it? Yeah. Because that we what we got now, we couldn't be able to do it. There is something. We got to step further. Yes. We can't have enough faith for divine healing earlier. We've got to have enough faith to be changed in a moment and be swept out of this earth. And we'll find out after a while, the Lord willing, where it is written. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to quote. It says, the seven thunders in heaven will unfold this mystery. And it will be right at the coming of Christ. Because Christ said, no man knows when he will return. So when does this revelation come? Right at the coming of Christ. Because it must prepare us for a body change. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. What's the next thing after the sign goes away? He speaks about a back turn to the... He says, Abram's children getting ready to receive the promised son. How are we going to receive him? We can't receive him in these bodies. We're going to meet him in the air. Praise God forever. The trumpet shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise. We'll go up to meet him in the air. He says, what's he doing? The last sign before transfiguration. He says, the last sign before the rapture. For most any time the atomic bomb is going to destroy the world. Before it screams into this case, Jesus is coming. He says, we which are alive and remain shall not prevent or hinder those that are asleep. For the dead, for the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised. And we which are alive shall be changed. What's going to change your body, brother? Something has to step forward. We can't overemphasize something must step forward. Where these old bodies will be young and the old woman will be young again. And listen, and we'll be in condition to meet the promised coming son. So he gets us in condition because we're in another realm. Amen, Brother Ralph. You believe that promise? It's got to happen. My. He says here, let me just see where am I. Are we doing well, man? He says, if we continue on this, Lord tarries, we sooner or later we're going to have to give each other up. But that won't hurt the rapture. Wow. My wife is gone, but that won't hurt the rapture. Bro George Payne is gone. It's not going to hurt the rapture. Sister, what's her name? Sister Plakis. My, Sister Mary Ann. Now, they're all gone, he says, but that's not going to hurt the rapture. Hallelujah. Now you see, they come first. Then, he says, them are privileged that's gone on. They come first. We which are alive remain to the coming of the Lord will not hinder or prevent those that are asleep. For the trumpet of God shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which and our eyes will behold our loved ones and will be changed in a moment in a twinkling of an eye. With them shall be caught up together. The ones that goes first are privileged above those that are living. So you think because your dead loved ones is gone? No, they are more privileged than us. Because in the resurrection, they come up first. Then we see them. Then we are changed. And then together we go to meet the Lord in the air. Ah, let's give the Lord a hand of praise, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says here, Israel and the church, the musicians, you can come up. Yo, I feel excited. Amen. I feel like running around the church, man. Hallelujah. I feel so happy. I feel so unburdened. I know now the blood is off my hands. I preached a message. I came. I lay the whole week. I was asking, Lord, help me so that they can preach it the way the Holy Spirit wants it to be. And it's not the revelation I can give you.
Amen.
To the bride, the rapture is a revelation. Now, I want to say something. There's so many different interpretations. You have to be careful of the same subject.
Yes, exactly.
So I can't take someone else's revelation and this one's revelation. I got to take what the prophet said. And if you said this, see this morning, I just read what he read, what he said. So if I'm going to say no, I must hear what pastor so and so said. That's why people are confused. That's why they're running from church to church. And if they're not a few years, they're not happy and they don't know what to do. They run away rather. So they cool off because they want something to happen. They become impatient. I said, God, help me in this church. As long as I'm alive, I'm not going to manufacture something. In this church, we're not going to manufacture something to keep the people in the church. It must, if there's anything that comes from God, it must come from Him, brother, not from any man that manufactured something. And when that runs out, I must manufacture. Hey, come on. If there's going to be supernatural, it must come from above. If there's healing, from above. If there's deliverance, from above. Hallelujah. That's what we're looking for, brother. Amen. Amen, brother Pat. And how many supernaturals didn't we have happen? Wow. He says, yeah, Israel and the church, I'm closing. But God just now loosening up the church everywhere. Getting it in order now so we can get in the rapture.
Amen.
Got to give it rapture in faith before it can go in the rapture. Amen. So what God do is loosening you up. So you mean, Brother Raymond, this message is not to get at me now. It's to loosen you up.
Amen.
Brother, he says, when that great magnet swept through the factory, he says all the steel went up. He says, but there was some steel that was bolted down. He says, so the Holy Spirit is here just loosening you up. You tie down with situations, circumstances, excuses. So what's the Holy Spirit doing? And this banner, don't say, Brother Raymond, my case, no one understands. No, this banner fits every case. Every case, this banner fits, brother. And it's here to loosen you. And brother says, he's loosening up the church. So your trial and your test is just to loosen you. Get you unburdened. Get you lighter. Don't you appreciate that? That means God loves you. Oh, brother. The people are in the spirit of the last day. Just like they were in the days of Noah. Eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Unconcerned. Don't care. Walk around. Anything else. And these American people is the worst on the face of the earth. Heady, high-minded, incontinent, fierce, despisers. He says, and know it all. He says, any place in the world. He says, with my Bible over my heart and God knowing that, looking down on me, and now I may have to stand before Him. Before morning, I had to say so. This place needs missionaries worse than any place in the world. Is the USA, the United States of America, the greatest bunch of heathens. And I know of anywhere else is America. Heathen means unbeliever. And I can say South Africa is fast becoming like that, brother. Bunch of heathens, unsaved, they want the gospel. They're interjecting all this filth in our schools, bringing it into the churches, everything, brother. But thank God there's a supernatural believers that's not going to be touched by this, brother. Hallelujah. He says, I'm not aiming in myself, here's a quote, but if you won't say it, I will say it. So if you don't want to amen, you're sitting there, you're tired, you're thinking of what you're going to eat, what you're going to do. He says, if you won't amen, he says, I will amen. I'm just an old-fashioned, backwoods preacher that believes in old-time, heartfelt, sky blue, sun-clearing religion. That's right. That believes the old-fashioned way. And I believe that man, when he's born of God, he becomes a son of God. The supernatural power of God dwells in him. We have supernatural God. We have a supernatural life. I believe any man that's born of the supernatural spirit believes in the supernatural. We got the supernatural resurrection. We got the supernatural heaven. We'll have a supernatural rapture. So, did you hear that, brother? So So we got the supernatural resurrection. We got a supernatural heaven. And we'll have a supernatural rapture. I believe the whole thing is built around supernatural. So please, next time you come in here, come in the spirit. Come in the supernatural. Come with the spirit of God. And you'll see how your life will be changed. And the blessings will come upon your life. Because you're walking in another realm. Oh my, I feel. Amen, Brother Pat. Hallelujah. He says, if you won't say amen, I will say amen. Amen, Brother Branham. Amen to the Lord, man. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us. We can stand to our feet. I'm winding up here. He says here, and this is, now I'll come to the quote, the title that I had. He says here, the whole thing is supernatural. Yeah, he says, invisible union of the bride. Now, this is what I like and why I say it's a secret rapture. Amen. He says, Brother Poppy, this relationship with the bride, the earthly bride and the heavenly bridegroom, it's an invisible union or relationship. So if it's invisible, I can't see it. But yet it's there. It's an invisible. I don't know how God is dealing with you, but I know He's dealing with you. I can't see this morning where the angels are moving and touching, but yet it's moving there. There's an invisible union. And one day it's going to become visible. Then we're going to see God walking right amongst us. The sick being healed with no hands laid on them. Hey, come on, brother. Stay in union with the bridegroom. Church, I'm speaking to you tonight across the nation. If you separate yourself from denomination and all the filth and the things of the world and those things that keeps you in man-made creeds and orders and things like that, you separated yourself. Look up, get ready. The fire is going to fall one of these days. God is going to let Him come and the sight to behold. Would you be ready when He comes? Will you be ready? I'm asking that. It's a question. Will you be ready? You must say yes, because I know it's in me. There's something bubbling. What kept me? What keeps me? What brings me? Would you be ready to go up with Him when He comes? Now here's it. The secret rapture of the supernatural bride. Oh, I feel like screaming, brother. I feel like worshiping. There. This is where I got the title. It's a quote. He says, will you be ready to go up with Him when He comes? He says, the secret rapture of the supernatural bride. So it's a secret rapture, brother. So, oh God, I don't want to say it. Hallelujah. It's a secret rapture. It's something that's going to happen of the supernatural bride. She'll be made from mortal to immortality. She'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Which we which are alive remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. Hallelujah. Now here it is. Listen, they always like, there's a question, and this is statue of a perfect man. And I just want to put it in for purpose of quotes. He says here, but each age, God has placed these things into His church. These things. Pattern it by showing that each individual that possesses these qualities. This is the statue of a perfect man. Is this being, when it is completed, is the church of God going in the rapture? So you mean the virtues, these qualities, is going to take you in the rapture. So does that mean these qualities is connected to the seven thunders? Because He says the seven thunders will take you in the rapture. Yeah, He says these qualities. Come on. I hope you see it there, brother. I said I don't want to explain it. I just want to preach it. Yeah, He said the seven thunders, and we showed the quote. Yeah, He comes. He says the man that has these qualities is a church that's going in a rapture. And then when it's completed, is a servant of God in the church of God that's going in the rapture. Glory. What I mean, there you are. That's the full thing. So is the seven virtues the seven thunders? Sirs, my brethren, is that so? If it is, then the church is ready to go home. Aren't you glad, brother? Aren't you glad God made it a part? Aren't you glad that the Holy Spirit is here? Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to leave that. And that's the other quote. He says the seven thunders. He says the pyramid is kept by the seven thunders. Oh, hallelujah. Let me just read it. Then we know it's on tape. Hallelujah. He says here. My. Says again. Is this the end? He says, might be closer than we think. If it is, it's got me scared. Oh, I haven't done enough. Where are we at? Time shall be no more. He announces the time is over. What happens? What happens? Could that be so now, brethren? Seriously think. If it is, then the pyramid is kept by the seven thunders. You mean that Holy Ghost slot there? That's the cap that keeps the seven thunders. That's the seven thunders, the Holy Ghost slot. If it is, my brethren, seriously think, then the pyramid is kept by the seven thunders. Oh, so where's the pyramid? We can have it on our cars, we can have it on the wall, we can have it, but it's right in our hearts. He's going to cap off the pyramids of our lives. You remember the pyramid message, the capstone, what did he do? The Holy Spirit kept off the individual and sealed it. When we added to our faith and righteousness and godliness and faith and so forth, he kept adding until we got the seven things. And the seventh one was love, which is God. That's him that makes the individual, caps him and seals him with the Holy Spirit. Then if that be so, he's got seven church ages. That is, has seven mysteries that's been sounded away. And they fought for to bring back. And now the headstone comes to cap it off. The church, he says, caps off the church. Then he says, does the thunders mean that, my brethren? Sirs, where are we at? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just worship him. Just close your eyes and thank him and say, Lord, how close are we? Sirs, my brethren, where are we at? Is this a time? Is this a time for the pyramid to be kept? Is this a time for the seven thunders to utter their voices? Is this a time for the bride to be changed? Is this a secret of the rapture of the supernatural bride? Come on, bride of Christ. You are made of supernatural material. You're going to leave this earth one of these days. There's going to be a body change. We can't meet in this bodies. It's going to be changed. May God richly bless you. Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Appreciate you, Pastor Raymond Thompson. What a message. We're going home, man. This world is not our home. We have a city whose builder and maker is God Himself. Hallelujah. Yay. Come on, musicians.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So don't you ever say, I can't find the revival. Where's the revival? You are the revival. I am the revival. The seven thunders will revive the bride. Hallelujah. Oh, powerful things said in powerful sermon. Powerful things said. Amen. Just call out our names. For our names were placed under the seven seal. And I know you understand what I'm saying. Amen. These are our promises. We are supernatural bride of Christ. Not the natural believer, but the supernatural believer. The secret rapture of the supernatural bride. A And he said to the bride, the rapture is a revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, let's give God a hand. Amen. Praise God. And you heard him say that the seven talents is connected. You heard him say that the virtues are connected to the seven talents. Is that right? They are truly connected because the seven talents caps the virtues. Does it cap the virtues? The seven talents caps the virtues. It caps the pyramid. It caps the church ages. It caps the messengers. Is that right? And before I hand over to the song leader, let's get back to the same quote that he read. He said, I think here, yes, right here. He said, it might be closer than you think. He said, it is. It got me scared. Oh, I haven't done enough. Where are we at? Time shall be no more. He announces that time is over. What happens? Could that be so now, brethren? Seriously think. If it is, then the pyramid is capped by the seven thunders. Amen. The capstone. Charity. The seven thunders are all the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. You remember the pyramid message is the capstone. What did he do? The Holy Spirit capped off the individual and sealed it when we added our faith, righteousness, and godliness, and faith, and so forth. We kept adding to it till we got seven things. And the seventh one was love, which is God. That is how he made the individuals and caps him and seals him with the Holy Spirit. Then if that be so, he got seven church ages that he's had seven mysteries that have been sent away and they fought to bring back. And now the headstone comes to cap off the church. Then he said that the thunders mean that, my brethren, and we say, yes, it means that. Amen. Then he said, says, is that where we are? Is that where we are? Are we at the capstone? Are we at the capstone? Yes, that's where we are. Oh, say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So sometimes come to cap off the bride. It come to cap off the church. The way God treats the church is the same way he treats the individual. Amen. So if you read church history, it's all capped by the final revelation of himself. Is that right? That's how God caps the individual. Upon faith, virtue, temperance, knowledge, all must be capped by charity, the capstone, which is the perfect interpretation of the word. God bless you. Are you blessed? Are you quickened? Are you revived? God bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, what a tremendous victory in love divine. Thank you, Lord, for your word that has been brought back to us again. Heavenly Father, we pray. We thank you for your servants, Lord, Pastor Raymond Thompson, laboring to get the word to the church. Lord, and Lord, we pray back here also with the same word, the same bride, the same message. Hallelujah. The same anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bring us to that point. Heavenly Father, until every individual in this tabernacle, little tabernacle, Mount Sunset, will be capped by the seven thunders, will be capped by the finality of your revelation. For you called it the capstone. Your prophet called it the capstone. He called it charity. He called it the seven thunders. The full revelation, the finality of it all, of the word of God. May that be made manifest in our lives. Hallelujah. As we lay at your feet. Oh God, we thank you. May we come to the full manifestation of your word. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you.
There is going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you and greet you over there. On the sky, start singing, you will hear, never heard by modern ears, will be glorious, I do. your way to be amazing. something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, something in the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh! Don't wait for convention to shake yourself. You can create your own revival. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can shake the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The word of God says you have to create the atmosphere. The atmosphere will determine. Hallelujah. My God. Glory to God. You appreciate our pastor. You appreciate the word of God. Before the egg is hatched, there's an atmosphere around it. Glory to God. You don't want to wait till you come to church on Sunday before you get yourself revived. Amen. Don't look to your brother. If your brother is not praising God, don't look to him. He is not the standard. But you have to provoke him. Shout it, amen. Shout amen. Provoke your brother to worship God, to serve God, to live right. Praise the Lord. We have to provoke one another. That's what the scripture says. Provoke one another unto perfection. Glory to God. God bless you, amen. God bless you, amen. God bless you, amen. Say God bless you. Turn around and God and bless somebody. Say God bless you. This atmosphere, the devil cannot stay here. My God, hallelujah. We are the people of God. We came from God. God bless you all for coming, amen.